Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, everybody knows Weber grills. I've been using Weber grills my whole life, and check it out. They got a pellet grill, the Weber Searwood pellet grill. Now, with a pellet grill, you can smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. You can go from low and slow, okay, on smoke boost mode, or crank this thing all the way to a heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone, so you can put more food on the flame. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood pellet grill.
Get ready for some fantasy feud.
Hey, yo, welcome into the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P. Joe P. This doesn't work, not at all. It's not Joe Pizzapia. It's me, your old friend, Dan Harris, back to host an old school Fantasy Feud show. And why am I hosting after your letter writing campaign successfully booted me off the show? It is because today it is the ultimate grudge match. It is Rocky Balboa versus Ivan Drago. It is Daniel LaRusso versus Johnny Lawrence, or to put it in terms that Yates might understand, it is Leslie Knope versus Councilman Jeremy Jam. It's Joe Pizzapia versus Kyle Yates for Fantasy Feud. 1.5 men enter. I don't really care who leaves. Joey P, Kyle Yates, how are you? Start with you, Yates, because we used to host the show together. How you doing, Yates?
Dan's back. I am doing great, man. This is the first podcast that you and I have done since we were running on fumes at the end of the NFL season. We've had some time to refresh. It's so good to have you back, man.
I am glad to be here. It is great to talk to you. It is not as great to talk to Joey P, who I did a show with 20 seconds ago for the MLB. But Joe, I'll pretend like this isn't torture for me. How are you today, Joe?
Oh, torture is indeed the right word. I'm so happy you're here. And it's because I am so sick and tired of hearing, where's Dan Harris? What happened to Dan Harris? Did Joe kidnap him and put him in his basement? No, he's with me doing a show 5 days a week for baseball. We're there every single day doing a show together. And it's like all of a sudden Dan Harris just disappears. So look, everybody, drink it in, man. There's Dan Harris hosting a show here at Fantasy Pros for Football 2. He's still alive. He's still okay. And Dan, why is it, as you were rattling off all those like fighting people, Why is it the Italians always the underdog? I don't understand that.
Macchio,
aka Daniel LaRusso, Rocky Balboa,
I have a large wager on Yates, okay? That's as why, all right? We need an underdog, all right? Yeah. I've seen him before. Have you ever actually taken down tags, Yates?
Yeah, I beat him last time.
Oh, that's right.
Reigning champion.
And you're still employed here?
It's true. Tags has very little power in this
it's
company.
It's more so Tags is still employed here.
Oh, wow.
All right. Look, this is what it is. All right.
Before the fall, Yates.
As much as we are doing 5 shows a week, sometimes let's just have a little fun. And that's what it is. Everybody loves the Fantasy Feud. So we're going to get into it today. Grudge match. But before we do, I will remind you that our giveaway is about to end. It is a signed Calvin Ridley jersey from our friends over at Pristine Auction. You know what to do by now. Leave an honest review for the show on Apple Podcasts or CastBox. And then go to fantasypros.com/contest and submit that review. And I will give you my usual reminder. If for whatever reason you don't want a Calvin Ridley autographed jersey because you are an insane person, you can still just leave a review, because reviews really help the show out. It helps us grow. It helps us learn from feedback, all that good stuff. So again, just leave a review, Apple Podcast or CastBox, and then go to fantasypros.com/contest. Also, have you joined our Discord yet? fantasypros.com/chat. We are in there. We are talking to you. Tags and I did an interactive podcast, essentially, where we call people on stage. It's going to be great. fantasypros.com/chat. Don't forget. All right. So you guys know what to do here, right? I mean, I know we haven't played Feud in a while. You ring in. I assume you want to use your names as your buzzer. Whoever gets in first. Yes. Good. Yeah, Joe.
For at least the first round, I'll use my name. We'll see how it goes after that. We'll see how the first round goes.
That's fine. And again, there has been a controversy before when I hosted a long time ago that apparently I gave one to Yates when Tags was in first. I don't know. I will not tolerate anybody questioning what I do. Okay. I just want to make that clear.
And Dan, I know I'm the underdog here with Yates, yes. But I think I have a small advantage I normally wouldn't have because I know the Friends reunion show came out yesterday.
It's true.
So basically, I know that Yates has done nothing but watch that on loop for the last 24 hours. I think if there's a spot for me to kind of sneak in here, this is it.
Yeah. Yates, did you sleep yesterday?
Or have you just been? No, I legitimately have not watched it yet because I have been building this deck. And so
how is the deck,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, I slept.
Very quick.
I will never build a deck again in my life. Never again.
I mean, nothing good comes from physical activity, Yates. That is my life motto. All right, so let's get into it. Are you guys ready? I want limber up. Get ready. This is a big one, okay? Because got to deliver here for the people. I'm already bringing down the quality of the show. So here we go, starting with question number one. Again, ring in with your name. Name a player on your 2021 Do Not Draft list, even though he's pretty good.
Yates.
Joe.
Yates is in.
Yep.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon is on the board, but he is the number six answer. Top six answers are on the board, by the way.
He's so the
Joe
Mixon. Sixth.
He is six. He is six. Only four people responded with him, but he's on the board. You're on the board. It's a win. Good job, Yates. Joe, what do you think? Name a player on your 2021 Do Not Draft list, even though he's pretty good.
How about Saquon Barkley? I think that's what the people want.
The people do not want that. Terrible answer. That's not on the board.
What?
Yates, are you? Look, I don't make the rules, man. And the people are never wrong. Yates, are you going to pass or play?
I will pass this one.
Okay.
Good.
Very good. Strategery. I like it. All right, Joe, the top five answers on the board. Player on your 2021 Do Not Draft list, even though he's pretty good.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, he's pretty good. I don't know. You always say that people are never wrong, but I don't know about that. That's a kind of a difficult one there. And I can't believe Mixon's six. Let's say Let's say Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is on the board. The number four answer.
Right.
Michael Thomas.
Okay.
Well done, Joe. You're already doing way better than I thought you would. Go ahead. Keep going.
Wow. Wow. All right.
You know what I do? I insult people to make up for my own inadequacies. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I do a show with you every day. I'm well aware.
You're well aware of my MO. Go ahead.
All right. And let's say Miles Sanders. Let's go with him.
Joe, crushing it. Miles Sanders, the number three answer the board. So you've still got the top two answers and the number five answer. You've got no strikes yet, Joe. Well done. Go ahead. Keep going.
Keyword is yet here.
Yes. Oh, there will be strikes. I have no doubt.
How about Josh Jacobs? Let's go another running back here.
The number one answer, Josh Jacobs. Yep. Ooh, Joe. Yeah, I knew. I had. If you didn't get there, I absolutely knew that Yates was going to nail that one. The number two and the number five answer still on the board, but you guys are crushing it so far. Go ahead.
All right, good player who he's very good, but nobody wants him. How about Kenny Golladay?
Kenny Golladay on the board, the number five answer. You are just missing the number two answer, and you have three strikes to play with.
Yeah,
go
but I'm
ahead,
annoyed
Joe.
That I'm missing an obvious one. That's the problem. I
cannot confirm or deny, but you should be proud of whatever you're doing right now.
I love it because I'm partially excited by the praise, and I know deep down there's some sort of sarcasm also attached to it. All right, let's see. All right, you know what? I think the people might be wrong if they say this, but I'm going to try to have my finger on the pulse here. Ezekiel Elliott?
Ezekiel Elliott, not on the board. That's strike one. All right.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
No big deal. Okay. You got to shake it off. Shake it off.
Shake it off. Just shake it off. It's going to be
fine.
Somebody that people don't want to draft.
Yep.
Even though he's pretty good.
Even though he's pretty good. Yeah. It's how you feeling over there, by the way. I'll give you a
shot. I think I know who it is, but now I'm like super tense.
All right, go ahead, Joe. You've got two strikes to play.
Go
for it.
Two strikes. Let's say Christian McCaffrey, because fear at the 1-1. I can understand fear at the 1-1.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Okay.
No Christian McCaffrey on there.
Hey, man, there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of things about, I don't feel good about Christian McCaffrey.
I'm just kidding. Joe, you're doing it. If you get no other answers right for the rest of the show, as I expect, you have already done a good job, so don't worry about it. Keep going. You got one strike left to play with. Yates is ready to pounce for the steal.
All right, a player that nobody wants, but he's still very good anyway. I don't know. It seems like nobody wants Julio Jones. So let's say Julio Jones, just so Yates can't.
That's not a great answer. It's a phenomenal answer. Oh, it's the correct it, answer.
I built the drama there towards the end too, Yates. That really must hurt.
Joe.
You felt like you had it and then I snatched it away. I guess you shouldn't pass next time.
I'm almost going to say that this makes up for all the failings that you have had since you came to this company. Wow. But you'll basically have to sweep the rest of this to get there. So you're not there yet. Wow. But okay,
You did a great job.
I'm going to say Yates passing, clearly not the right play
I didn't think he was going to get that. Those were some tough ones.
You give it to me, it might not come back to you. There you go.
We do not often get the sweep. We don't usually get that at
and,
all. So.
And on Dan, I also want you to know, I want for the record too, that I'm also covering baseball for Fantasy Pros. This is all Kyle does is football. I think he's a little off his game right now. Yeah, I told you, Friends Marathon, he was up till 2 a.m. Forget the deck.
Let's go. Second round.
Yates doesn't want. All right, that is 39 points.
I feel like there should be more points.
Look, it was very spread out. Those were the top six answers around the board. All right. Now, before we get into the next question, there are a lot of platforms that everybody knows where you can play fantasy football, but they're not all the same. Maybe they're not all super intuitive, right? Like when I played on one and it took me the first three rounds to figure out how to actually draft a player. Maybe they're not customizable, like when our commissioner wanted to switch to a super flex format and literally was not allowed to do so based on the settings. But every once in a while, there is a platform that just makes it easy. And that platform is Fantrax. Fantrax's free NFL Fantasy Football League Manager is the most customizable, easy to use, and feature-rich platform in the entire industry. Are you in a redraft league? Are you in a dynasty league? Are you in a best ball league? Whatever it is, you can customize it exactly the way you want. And if you're coming from another site, that is no problem. Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize it if needed. And if you upgrade to premium, your first year is free. Now listen, I'm sure there are some of you out there who are like, Dan, I don't like being able to customize my league however I want. I don't like it when things are too intuitive. That's fine. But you know what you do like? You do like a free signed Christian McCaffrey jersey, and you have a chance to win one when you sign up at Fantrax.com/fantasypros. Again, Fantrax.com/fantasypros. That gives you a chance to win a signed Christian McCaffrey jersey. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports. All right, question number two. Yates, are you ready to bounce back, Yates? This is not good for my wager.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Buzz in with your name or something that will make me laugh. Here we go. Name a running back you believe will be drafted far too high in 2021.
Joe.
Yates.
Joe's in first. Go ahead, Joe.
Far too high. Let's say Najee Harris.
Najee Harris is the number two answer on the board. Yates, you have a chance to steal if you can get the number one answer.
Let's go with Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott, not on the board. It goes to Joe. Joe, I think Zeke, right? The general feeling is like he's going to go too late, frankly, in my opinion. But anyway, regardless, Joe, are you going to pass or play?
No, I'm going to play.
He's going to play. All right, Joe. You've got the number two answer on the board of the top six. Again, top six answers on the board. Najee Harris, number two. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, give me the question again. I just want to make sure I understand the verbiage.
Way to stall. Name a running back you believe will be drafted far too high in 2021.
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is the number one answer. Do you have this?
No, I do shows with tags every day. So all he does is complain about Jonathan Taylor is going too high and is going to go too high. So I know everybody respects tags and they're listening to the show. So it's got to be Jonathan Taylor. It's got to be one or two. And I disagree, by the way, with Najee Harris. I don't think he's going to get overdrafted unless he starts to get into the top five. But I love Najee, so
You're doing it correctly. Then you are in the minds of our listeners, not
in
your
the hearts,
own mind.
I'm in the souls. I'm in the
better
minds.
Place to okay. be. Better place to be. Anyway, Jonathan Taylor, number one answer. You now have the top two answers: Jonathan Taylor and Najee Harris. No strikes against you. Four answers left on the board. Name a running back you believe will be drafted far too high in 2021.
Let's say Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon not on the board with that. That surprises me, actually. I thought that was a good guess. Not on the board. So strike one for you.
And what did Yates say? I'm trying to remember. He said Zeke.
He said Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, you can guess that if you want.
No, I don't.
Spoiler alert, not on the board.
Go ahead.
No, I'm aware. Let's go back to my Miles Sanders well, because I'm just hating on Miles Sanders this year.
You are correctly hating on him, I guess. Number three answer on the board, Miles Sanders. You've got the top three. You're missing answers four through six. Running back you believe will be drafted far too high in 2021.
Let's say David Montgomery.
Dave Montgomery is on the board. Number six. Gosh, Joe, you are doing very well right now. Number four and five answers still on the board. One strike against you. Running back drafted too high in 2021.
Cam Akers?
Cam Akers, number five on the
what
board.
Is going on?
He's got to have somehow.
I just put out a book about football. I mean, it's not. Right. I mean, geez, guys, it is the number one selling football book every year, for God's sake.
Blah blah blah. Number
which is available
five,
today on Amazon, by the way.
Goodness. All right, number five is Cam Akers. You were just missing the number four answer. You have two strikes. Yates, start digging deep in case it ever gets back to you, which you may never get a chance to answer on the show.
This is tougher here. All right, a running back's going to get drafted far too high. Let's say Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette, good guess. Not on the board, though. That's strike number two. Yates.
Oh, it's two. How confident... I have two strikes? Okay.
You have two strikes, yeah. Yates, okay. How confident are you that you can steal this if it comes back to you? I think I've got it. That's all I need to know.
That tells you everything you need to know. Yeah.
All right, keep thinking, Yates. You've got another 10
seconds.
I'm
going to go out here with mine, even though I like this player a lot. I know a lot of people don't. I'm gonna say, you know what? No, I'm gonna go with another one. Let's go with the people. Let's go DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift, not on the board. All right. So enough. Yates, it's up to you.
Is he still here? Is he playing?
Yates is apparently still playing. I'm gonna use my power as host to allow him to give an answer. Yates, level of confidence in this answer you're about to give?
100%.
Oh, good.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is the correct answer. Boom. After all that, after a game that Joey P has completely dominated, Yates pulls ahead with 42 points.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
One answer.
I have to confess, I did not expect either one of you to be this good at this game today.
Thanks,
but you are,
Dan. Wow.
Well, if I'm going to be really as transparent as possible, I did expect Yates to dominate, but I'm proud of you, Joey P.
That DeAndre Swift one, it was between Swift and Josh Jacobs for me. Okay. So thank you for eliminating DeAndre Swift for me.
And honestly, Jacobs was the other guy for me. I was like, you know what? No, I paused myself and I stopped. So it's all right. Good job on you, Yates. I'm glad you're back in this. This is good.
Yeah, it was well done, both of you. You're both doing a great job. Okay. So the current score is Yates 42, Joe 39. So, I mean, This is a great game. I love it.
A lot more heavy lifting here, but that's fine.
This is round three of four before we get to the fast money round. I think I have full discretion as to what to do with the points. I'm keeping them as single points since we're basically tied. All right, let's keep going. Here we go. Name a wide receiver you will trust next season despite his struggles in 2020.
Joe,
go ahead.
I am going to trust CeeDee Lamb.
C.D. Lamb is not on the board. Didn't really struggle that much.
Well, he struggled when Dak Prescott
was
hurt.
Fine. So Yates, that's fine. Yates.
Go ahead, Yates.
You're up.
I'm going to go Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, number one answer on
the
board.
There you go. So you would have won anyway. Now you got to get him all yourself, big boy.
All right. Well, unless he wants to take the...
unless he wants to give him up and never see
it again. You get a pass, Yates? You get to stick with it.
How many answers are there?
I'm sorry. The top six answers are always on the board.
Six.
Top six.
Okay, six.
Always.
Okay. Yeah, I'll play.
There you go, Yates. Has some conviction, intestinal fortitude. I love it. Okay, Yates, name a wide receiver you are going to trust next season despite his struggles in 2020, or at least what the people answer to that.
Yeah. Let's go Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson, not on the list. Strike one for you.
A lot of catches for a struggler.
Yeah. Drops was the reason why I was.
There were one or two drops. That is accurate.
Just a couple. I think, oh man, it's so hard to determine what people are going to classify as
that's
struggle.
The hard part.
It is. That's always the most difficult part. Right. It's never what you think. It's what we think that people will think. It's like 3D
right.
reverse chess.
Like yep.
All right. Enough
I know
stalling.
What that is.
Answer
a game. I made it up. I'm giving Yates a few extra seconds. I told you I have a large wager.
I'm going Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay, great answer, not on the board. That's strike two.
The world is
strike
going on.
Strike two. Strike two. Okay, Yates, you got to dig deep because I'm telling you, if you give Joe five answers
on
the board,
I could whiff on the first one.
He could fall into one. No, you only get one. You only get one shot.
I know,
there,
but
Joe,
I'm gonna.
You know?
But I could whiff, even though there's five out there. It's.
I have no doubt.
Go ahead,
you're right.
Yates,
absolutely
come on.
Right.
You're gonna get one more of these. Come on.
Deep breath, Yates. Just relax. Just relax.
Nobody's
think
watching.
About it. Nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
My mom is watching because she heard I was going to host the show. She got really excited. It's all her burner accounts who are asking me to come back as host, I promise you. Okay, go ahead, Yates. Two strikes against you.
Oh, my word. This is not someone that I think, but I don't know if the people... Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju Smith-Schuster. Not a good answer. Not on the board. Zero, right. So. You should have passed this very clearly. All right, yeah. Joe, level of confidence, please.
Like, what's the scale? Like 1 to 5? I'm like,
oh, stop stalling. The Yates said 100% and he was correct when he had whatever it was.
I have my answer. And once again,
just give me your answer. Go.
I am not confident in this person, but I feel like everybody else is. Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr., number 3 answer on the board. Very good. Now, look, because you guys only got 2 of answers, the points aren't ginormous. Yep. It is 26 points total. Michael Thomas, 17. Odell Beckham,
so basically,
9.
I'm at a deficit because I answered so many in round 2, and then Yates answered 1. So now
that's
I don't get
how the game works, Joe.
Look, Joe, learn how to play. Learn how to play feud.
I don't like
learn how to play feud. All right,
I'm more
here
of a
we go. Okay,
luck kind of guy. All
right, I will now.
What were the other answers?
Oh yeah,
what were the other answers? I'm about to give it. I know how to host the show. I did it one time. Okay. So the number one answer, as we said, was Michael Thomas. Number 2 answer, Julio Jones. That was actually somebody who I.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Yates didn't say Julio. I'm
shocked
nobody
said that. That was actually
I just knew Odell was on there. So I didn't want to screw. I knew he was on that list. I knew.
And it's funny because I don't trust Odell Beckham either. DJ Chark, 7. 7 people said DJ Chark, the number 4 answer. DJ Moore. DJ Moore. The number
Moore was
5
another
answer.
One that I was
considering.
Anyone
named DJ. DJ
yes,
Tanner.
DJ Tanner, number 6. Correct.
Yeah.
DJ Tanner. That's from Full House. Yates was the show a while ago.
Aware of Full House.
I just didn't know. Don't okay, and the final answer, Jerry Judy. Jerry Judy.
Also,
it
was my second choice, actually. And
interesting.
I was like, don't say Judy. Don't get cute, Joe. Just say Odell. Don't get cute.
Interesting call. Man. Okay, so the current score is 65-42. This is where I've got to get a little crazy as host, because ordinarily I'd probably double it. But I'm a little scared to double it, because if somebody gets a double, that might make the game over. I don't know.
This is a tight, respectable game. I think we just keep going normal here, and I think we play the build of drama, don't you think?
That is where I'm at. But to give myself a little time to think about it, I'm going to tell you both a very quick story. My son, Will, who you are both familiar with, because yes. I talk about him nonstop, and he comes on every podcast, and he loves the live streams, he turns 8. In a couple of days. It's pretty cool, right? Tags and I were on the phone the other day. This is a true story. Tags and I were on the phone the other day, and Will came home from school, and he knows you guys, and he gets really excited when he sees your little face pop up on Slack and everything like that. Tags, as you may know, now lives in Tennessee, and Will is a Titans fan, because the only game that he has gone to in person is a Titans-Jets game down in Tennessee. And so he got on the phone with Tags, and Tags asked who his favorite player was, and he said the big guy that runs over everybody. Now, I didn't know whether or not he meant A.J. Brown or Derrick Henry. I confirmed later on that he meant Derrick Henry. So that meant 2 different things. The first, Will has excellent taste in football players.
Correct.
The second is that night I was going to pristineauction.com, and before the night was over, I had gotten a signed Derrick Henry Titans jersey for $89.
Wow.
Now, look. Henry's a premier player, right? So that $89 is a steal. But like, if you're like, well, $89, whatever. I saw DJ Moore jersey. DJ Moore, favorite, since we're talking about him just before, went for $40 the other day. And a DeAndre Swift jersey, a signed DeAndre Swift jersey, $51 the other day. So Pristine Auction really is your one-stop shop for any sports memorabilia you want, or really anything. Joe talks about it. There's Marvel stuff on there. They've got thousands of auctions daily. It costs you nothing, absolutely nothing, unless you win an item. You log on, you create an account, you browse all of their thousands of auctions, you put a bunch of items on your watch list just to see where they go, you bid on whatever. All of that is absolutely free. I have not heard a single person go to pristineauction.com and be disappointed with what they offer, either the format, the convenience, the items available to bid on. Go to pristineauction.com now. Use our code FantasyPros in the registration field, by the way. You will get a free $5 credit. Again, pristineauction.com, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com. All right, I've thought about it during that talk, and I have decided that I'm going to leave it as a single points here for the 4th one before we get to Fast Money Round. So, Yates, you probably won't be out of it, even if you don't win this one, but I'd like you to win this one to keep the drama as high as possible. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. Let's do
it. Joe, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever. Joe doesn't care. He's so relaxed. All right, here we go. Name an NFL team that should be more fun to watch in 2021.
Yates. Joe.
Yates in first. Go ahead.
Oh, no way.
Arizona Cardinals.
I told you you're not allowed to yell at me. Arizona Cardinals, not on the list. Not on the top 6 responses. Joe, what do you got?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Number one response come on, by Yates. A lot. Jacksonville come on, Jaguars.
I mean, literally, they have a college football team now.
I jumped the gun a little bit, and I answered that question incorrectly. I thought it was name a team that should be more fun to watch, but they're not. And so I answered the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, that's
so you made up your own question, is what you
yep, mean. That's that's
me. Now, to be fair, if that was the question, Yates, 100% response is you win. Congratulations, but unfortunately, it means absolutely nothing in our game where you just answered a random question. Oh. Joe, you have the number one answer, pass or play?
I'm going to pass it to Yates because I feel like he's tilting a little bit.
Okay, top six answers on the board. We have the number one answer, five answers remaining. Yates, name an NFL team that should be a lot more fun to watch in 2021. That's the actual question that you're answering. Okay,
thank you.
Okay? Go ahead. You're welcome.
I will go the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals, excellent number two answer. Correct. Very good. You've got the top two answers now, the Jaguars and the Bengals. Name an NFL team that should be a lot more fun to watch in 2021.
New York Jets.
Okay, the Jets are actually not on the list. And I can't believe it either. I'm not kidding. I mean, I know Corey Davis already injured his shoulder this morning, but whatever. They're going to be amazing. And they're going to be fun, more fun to watch for one of two reasons. Either Zach Wilson's going to be really good, it's going to be exciting, or they're going to be absolutely terrible, and it's going to be enjoyable to watch them fail. Either way, it should have been on there, but it's not. One strike against you. Go ahead.
San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers, excellent guess. Incorrect, though. Not on
what
the list.
In the world?
Yates, you got to dig
deep
right now.
Stop thinking like you. Think like the people.
I know.
Deep. Take a breath. Go ahead.
Washington football team.
Correct. Number three answer on the board. Well done. Very good. Washington football team is correct. Number three answer. There are three more left, Yates. 4, 5, and 6. Name an NFL team that should be a lot more fun to watch in 2021.
All right.
Deep breath.
I think, again, it's all about what people are going to answer.
Keep stalling.
I do not think that this is a team that's going to be a lot better, but I think people think that it's going to be. I'll go the Philadelphia Eagles as far as a team that'll be more fun to watch.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh,
wow. Joe, it's all on you, my friend. You can put this game not entirely out of reach, for sure. But like 40% out of reach. Go ahead. What do you got here, Joe? Name an NFL team that should be a lot more fun to watch in 2021.
Well, I think the Carolina Panthers, just by CMC being back. Let's go.
Excellent response. Not anywhere close to being on the board. So you lose that one. Yates.
Good job.
You managed to survive. You
have what the heck?
What's left? I guess the Broncos?
We'll get there in a second. I've got to do addition, guys, and my brain is not
math is hard.
Not good brain. So, okay, you should have 39 extra points. When I add that to your 42, that's 81. Yates, you're currently ahead now, 81 to 65. Excellent work. Okay, number four answer. Miami Dolphins is correct. Number four answer. Name an NFL team that should be a lot more fun to watch 2021. Dolphins are the number four. Number five answer. Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean, that's fair, right?
All right. Yeah. All right.
It's based on the fact, obviously, that just Dak, you know, has come back. And the number six answer, Yates, I kind of thought maybe Yates. Who would you answer, Yates, if you were thinking not the audience, but you? Who are you most excited to watch right now?
Might be your favorite team.
Might have drafted a quarterback.
The Bears. Because of Justin Fields? Wow.
Because I assume. I'm not in their heads. I don't get to sort of say,
not because
right?
Andy but Dalton. I don't think that's why everyone's so excited.
I personally am more excited to watch Andy Dalton, but that's fine. And okay, so we are headed now into the fast money round. Yates is ahead 81 to 65 based on my back of the envelope. Math. Sorry if I'm wrong. So this is very up for grabs.
This is where Google Sheets comes in really handy.
I don't like technology. Okay?
I don't trust computers.
I don't trust computers because I'm 90% convinced that Joe has hacked mine and is able to see all the answers. So that's why, in case you're wondering about it. Okay.
He's thrown the last couple rounds to get you off the scent.
It's true. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I mean, I guess, Joe, you want to go first since you're behind? You need the good one?
Yeah,
you go first.
Yeah,
so, Yates, here's what I need to do.
This is where I struggle. This is where I struggle.
Fast money round. I mean,
fast money is where I struggle. So, Yates, you got to go quick.
Yates, take off your earphones. I will message you when it is time to come back, okay?
I've got my AirPods on, so I can't take them off, but I am muting right now.
All right, you better not sweat. Okay. All right,
Yates will never cheat. Otherwise, he's not allowed back in church.
He's very a very honorable human right now. Okay. All right, I will try to keep track of this here. Are you ready, Joe? You can't mess this up, man. This is you were.
Hey, I feel like I've won already. You know, I've answered more questions right than Yates. I probably should have said Dolphins. I'm a little mad at myself, but
I'm going to disagree with that. Okay, so fast money round. Are you ready to go, my friend?
Yeah,
fast
sure.
money round.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Okay, here we go. Name the guy you think will be the number one tight end in fantasy 5 years from now.
Kyle Pitts.
How many trades did you make in your 2020 home league?
3.
How much time do you spend editing your rosters on Sunday morning?
An hour.
What grade, plus or minus included, by the way, would you give your overall 2020 fantasy football performance?
People are going to say probably B plus.
B plus. Okay. How many of your 2020 draft picks in your home league would you consider to be, quote, mistakes?
2.
2 picks. Okay. What do you think Dan Harris's biggest regret is since joining Fantasy Pros?
Letting Joe Pizzapia host everything.
Oh, God, that one is 100% correct. Okay, well done. Okay, I am going to take the time to total up exactly what you think.
Is that last one a real question?
No, I got to add one question. Okay. And that was my question for you. I have a special one for Yates, too.
If there's
don't
a tie,
worry.
I win because that's 100% right.
That's fine. All right, yeah. How many trades did you make? 3. Okay, sorry, I'm just tallying everything up.
That's all right. You could tally anyway.
Yeah, let's just talk for a minute because there's a lot of how much time did you spend entering your rosters on Sunday morning? Joe, you said an hour.
I said the people would say an hour.
Well, your answer
this is right
was an hour.
Doing,
that's
right.
Fine.
For the people, yeah.
What grade, plus or minus, would you give your overall?
I said B+. I think
you said B plus.
I think our audience does very well.
Okay. But, how many mistake picks did you have? Is that right? Or was that the next one? Yeah, right.
Two,
yes. How many mistake picks did you have? You said 2. Is that right?
I think people would say 2. I don't think people are more forthcoming about their mistakes.
I think you're going to be. I'm not going to give it all away, but I think you had a pretty impressive run there, Joe. So.
Well, you know what? It's all about the man.
And if it Kyle makes Gates, you so. If it makes you happy, I'm invoking the computer. Calculator right now as opposed to my
It'll
hand
make
map.
It's happier. I like when you use your abacus and you move everything back and forth.
Abacus, it's true. When I was a youngster, that's what we all used.
Yeah. I thought you had your abacus removed when you had it rupture that one time.
Okay. I'm going to bring Yates back. And there we go. Okay. Very good. Yates is coming back right now. I love it. And you can listen in now, Joe. And there's no beeping.
Won't say anything.
I'm here.
I will be quiet.
Sorry. I wanted to tally up everything in my abacus was slow, so I wanted to tally up everything, Yates, before I brought you back. Yates, I'm not going to give too much away, but I will say that I thought Joe's responses were pretty impressive, so you need to bring the thunder here, okay? So don't choke. Take a little deep breath right before you answer, and are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Again, I'm not going to buzz if it's the same answer as Joe. It's not the way it works.
I was going to say, if he says the same thing as me, he has to give another answer, right?
That's no, not with this, because that's when you're on a teammate. You have a teammate, right, going, and you buzz, right? And so you can't give it. This
right.
is, I'm not going to limit Yates like that.
Okay.
All right. Yates, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Name the guy you think will be the number one tight end in fantasy 5 years from now.
Kyle Pitts.
How many trades did you make in your 2020 home league?
7.
How much time do you spend editing your rosters on Sunday morning?
Do you want like a time increment?
Yeah, like a time increment. However, whatever you want to say about it.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay. What grade, plus or minus included, Yates, would you give your overall 2020 fantasy football performance?
A-.
A-, okay. How many of your 2020 draft picks in your home league would you consider to be, quote, mistakes?
Like a number? How many?
How many picks in your draft? Yeah, how many picks?
Very confusing questions.
I don't make the question. I just read them with humor and levity.
Answer the question.
How many of your 2020 draft picks in your home league would you consider to be mistakes?
5.
Okay. Name a television show that debuted before the year 2000.
Full House.
Oh, I got it away because Full House earlier. Darn it, Yates. Well done. That wasn't an actual question. That was a me question. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. If we hadn't have said, Full House, you were done.
Family matters. Okay.
Oh my God! Okay, you know
something
what?
That wasn't on ABC TGIF.
No, hey man, the fact that Yates is aware that there was a life the planet Earth before 2000 is already way past what I want. Okay,
I still want us to do that Full House promo. All of us, all the hosts, we're going to be Joey. That's not bad. That's what we're doing this year.
That's not bad. Okay, you guys, let's just talk. How do you feel about that? While I tally up Yates' score, so we can get there. How'd everybody feel?
Yates, how'd you feel? I felt pretty good about my answers, about what the people are honest about. And not honest about?
I think so, but it's also like those answers could be so drastically different. Like it wasn't.
You think people made 7 trades. That was the one that stuck out to me. Like I didn't think 7 trades. I like that's all. It's hard to get people to make trades.
I will
leagues.
Say that was a big answer, Yates. Is that what I mean, you that's do, by a, the way, in your leagues?
No, I said I didn't do any trades because no one will trade with me now. They all think
isn't
they're
that the
getting
worst. Isn't that the worst? Like
they all think they're getting taken
living,
advantage of.
Nobody will like even if it's a really good offer, like a solid everybody wins offer. Like I don't know. What do you know that I don't? Oh
yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
You know what makes it fun, guys? When you write a trade chart. And then people are like, yeah, I know exactly what you think is a fair deal in this one. And I'm like, I that's not me. I don't know. Okay,
that
guys.
Dan Harris fellow is. All right.
That Dan Harris. Never heard of him. Okay, let's go through, guys. Let's go through. Okay, the first question was, who name the guy you think will be the number one tight end in fantasy 5 years from now? You both answered Kyle Pitts. Not surprisingly, Kyle Pitts, the overwhelming number one answer on the
who
board.
Who was
55.
Two? Like, I wonder.
Yeah, who is two, guys? Take a guess on that. 55, Hawkinson. By the way. If either one of you guys missed it, the game was over because Kyle Pitts
was
very clear.
Hawkinson would be my guess as two.
Hawkinson is number two. That's
yeah,
right.
That would have been my guess, too. Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else? You guys have any other guesses?
Was there a third one?
There are
Jonnu Smith.
Answers. No, okay. Obviously.
No, here. Mark anybody? Andrews, maybe.
No, we've got George Kittle at number three, Waller at number four, Noah Fant at number five, Dallas Goedert.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Dallas Goedert at number six. But both of you got Kyle Pitts. 55 people said Kyle Pitts. Way to go, you guys.
Everybody's going to say Kyle Pitts. It's also the right answer.
How many trades did you make in your 2020 home league? Joe, you said 3. That was the number 2 answer on the board. 17 people. Yates, you said 7. Not on the board. There are 8 answers on the board. The answers on the board are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and more than 10. Nobody said 7. Nobody said that. 7 was a very specific number that I was like, that's one way to go. All right, so that puts Yates a little bit behind. Joe gets 17. Yates got nothing.
It's fine. I've got the overall lead.
Well, yeah. What was his cushion coming in? He had like a 20-point cushion.
He was up. No. You were up by 16. Yates coming in.
Okay.
So now you're technically down by 1. How much time do you spend editing your rosters on Sunday morning, Joe? You said 1 hour. That was the number 4 response, which was 46 to 60 minutes, 15 people. Yates, you said 30 minutes. That's the number 1 answer, 15 to 30 minutes. 39 people said 30 minutes. Joe, 15 people said 1 hour. So Yates, back in the lead coming into that. What grade, plus or minus included, would you give your overall 2020 fantasy football performance? Joe, you said B+. B+, number 1 answer on the board.
Whoa.
23. Yates, you said A-, number 2 answer on the board.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's definitely number 2.
20 people, so a very, very close response. Yates has a little bit of a lead here coming into the last question. How many of your 2020 draft picks in your home league would you consider to be mistakes? Joe said 2. Yates said 5. 2, the number 1 answer on the board with 31 people. Yates, 5 is on the board, but it's the number 6 answer.
Oh,
only
my word.
6 people. When we tally it up, my back of the envelope math gets Kyle Yates to 201 points. Joey P, 206.
Oh, you gotta be
Joey P.
Oh, it's
with
even
the
better.
Win. I really hope. Ooh, there's. If you guys can hear the garage door, I hope that's
you
old
can
school.
Hear the garage door. I'm also put my crown on.
Oh no, the crown.
Yeah,
oh.
That's right. The crown is here.
So disappointing. But you guys did great. Yeah, I mean, I you know that my whole MO is to just insult you to make myself feel better. But you guys both had excellent final rounds. Yeah, it's the couple of answers that hit you was the mistake picks. Do you really think people out there who listen to us
make five mistakes? They don't make that many, nor will they ever admit it.
I was preparing for, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But to be fair, you both got the bonus question right. Name a television show that debuted before the year 2000. Full House. Well done, Yates. By the way, my alternate for that one, I just didn't know if it would go over as well, was name a character from the movie The Godfather.
Yeah, Yates, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, I know, but really I worried it was too old for our audience.
I don't care. The Godfather came out in 1972. I've seen The Godfather.
I know, but we are not. Every human being should see that. We're not us. Yes, Yates has to, but Yates also has to see 14 other movies before you can get there. No.
Just see The Godfather. That'll teach you enough about life. You know what?
I have heard Dan for the past year say that he's going to make me watch movies, and he still has yet to follow through on that. So guess what?
It's basically only if I do something better than you, and I'm still waiting for it.
Yates, until that happens. If you watch The Godfather, the deck would be built already by now.
That's true. The deck would be built by somebody other than you.
That's right.
By the way, just.
You would understand how to get a thing made.
Really, that might be more Goodfellas. Joe, you also nailed your bonus question. What is Dan Harris's biggest regret since joining Fantasy Pros? It was indeed hiring you to be a host. 100% of our respondents got that correct. Okay, so Joe, congratulations. I mean, dethroning Yates. I had a pretty significant wager on Yates because he usually comes through there, but. It's all right. This was a good time, guys. I'm glad
Yates
to be back.
Yates was -120. I was a +120.
I think Yates was more like -250 over there. For me, anyway, for my personal life.
Well, you know, you set the stage. You had the Italian upset from the GOAT, right? You know, right from the beginning.
You jinxed it. You jinxed it, Dan.
You motivated. Never do this with an Italian. Never make an Italian an underdog. You know, you look what happened
with Rocky.
Second
only to never start a land war in Asia. I get it. Only never start a land war in Asia. I get it. Okay. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. It was great to be back. I will be back, by the way, guys. I haven't bequeathed the show to Joe. I will be back as we get into the season. I will be back in the season. Everybody relax. I'll be here. Don't worry. Thank you to Fantrax. Remember, totally customizable, super easy to use. And you can potentially win a signed Christian McCaffrey jersey when you go to Fantrax.com/fantasypros. Thanks also to Pristine Auction. Thousands of auctions every single day. It is free to register. It is free to bid. Use our code FANTASYPROS for a free $5 credit. The boys will be back next week. From everyone here at Fantasy Pros, including me, Joey P, have a wonderful long weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.